Well, he has a shoulder issue that will put him out for a little while. We don't know exactly how long. We have to wait for the results of the MRI, which are happening today, so we'll know more of that tomorrow.
Separated though, or is that what you're waiting
for? We're waiting to see the severity of the injury, to see what's happening there.
Talk about your message to the team in dealing with another loss?
Well, you know, I think this is, you know, we're facing some adversity and have been for some time, so this is just another little adverse moment for us. We have to, you know, the thing we're going to find out about ourselves is that we have to stay together and we have to support the way that we play, and we have to continue to play hard. That's really what we have to do, you know. For us, is, you know, it's been tough for the players. They're not enjoying this stuff, so you have to try to find ways to keep up the enthusiasm.
Coughlin said he thought that he would be playing with Hainsey, but was making a big push wanting to play with Bogosian. Who are you looking at having slotted in with Destin? Would it be Ron, and why?
Well, Ron Hainsey would be a better fit with Coughlin because Ron would be more of a stay-at-home defenseman. Buff has a tendency to want to jump up the ice, so that would provide more stability and would probably stop us from having the rosary behind the bench.
Claude, as far as scoring goals are concerned, like when you're going back on the tapes and that sort of thing, and I know the comment is often made, doing the right things. Are you doing the right things, and is it just a matter of time, or are there some corrections that need to be made to get some rewards?
Well, I think, scoring goals, especially when you watch the goals being scored around the league, there's not a lot of pretty goals getting scored. So I think you have to, one of the things you have to do is, it's like everybody says, you got to get pucks to the net and look to battle for the second, third shots. And people are protecting inside the dots a lot now, so it's really hard to penetrate. So that's one of the areas you have to do is get to the hard areas and battle for second, third pucks. One of the things we don't do enough of is get pucks to the net, and we don't hit the net enough. So those are the things that we tried to focus on. Some simple stuff today was just middle drive and getting pucks to the areas where we need to try to score. The other thing, too, is it puts a lot of emphasis on your power play. And, you know, the concern we have with our power play is a number of them, besides scoring, is just getting scoring opportunities. That's one of them. And executing plays. So, you know, the other thing that the power play does is it either gives you momentum or doesn't, and that's one of the other concerns.
Averaging 2.5 power plays per game, though, are there different things you can do to try to maybe up that number a little bit? I know you were trying to decrease your number of penalty kills.
Well, you really got to be skating and forcing people to take you down. That's really one of the things that, that you got to try to do. It's hard to really draw penalties. If you're skating and you got a fast team, you find that you'll get some calls against it because they have to either clutch and grab or do some things against you. For us, we have to just focus on the penalties that we've got or the power plays that we've got and do a better job with them. You know, we don't always control how many calls will get made. Well, he's going to have to practice with us for a little while first, you know, so he'll come on the road with us and then we'll see how he's feeling. We're kind of monitoring him day to day. We have to see how things go contact-wise with him and see how things are going, and we have to monitor that, and then we'll decide when we're going to put him in.
Claude, you made the comment the other night after the Philadelphia game that you thought, you know, you struggled a little bit with their weight. Mm-hmm. Boston's a similar type opponent. What kind of things do you have to do to avoid a repeat of that?
Well, you know, there's no easy way around it. The only way around is through, is the way that I put it, you know. So you're going to have to play hard against them. They defend very well. You might be able to get some opportunities off the rush because of the way they play, but you're really going to have to get to the hard areas, and you're just going to have to win battles. There's really no easy way to play them. You can't reinvent the game with them. They play a hard game. They play a good down-low defensive game. They're support the puck very well, so there's a lot of things that they do well. We're just going to have to play hard and go to the hard areas. And you know what? We did that in Boston. We played a real strong game against them. We played a really good, solid 60-minute game. Pavlik was good that game, and we had some good chances, but we're going to have to play a similar game that we played in Boston.
Some of the guys were talking about missing the net too much. Is it just a matter of looking for the perfect shot and needing to get back to basics, or was just them on that?
Well, I think when you miss the net, sometimes you have to recognize the angle you're shooting the puck from. I mean, you know, we're not, you know, you wouldn't want to be missing the net from the slot area, you know. But, I mean, when you got a bad angle shot, is that a time to pick a corner, or is that a time to try to reward the players that are going to the net or at the net? And you have to be able to shoot pucks at the net and hit the net for the purpose of creating a second or third scoring opportunity. And I think that's the key. Sometimes it's your mindset. It depends on, you know, on the situation. But a lot of times you've got to figure out that the putting the pucks there sometimes creates confusion depending on the situation. And that's what you have to recognize, is that the second shot may be the best one. Not how hard the first one is, just get it there and in play.
Wheeler was talking about how teams this year playing even more defensive style games than even last year. Is
that possible?
Are you noticing that trend? Or I know you guys are, but
yeah,
for a different reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is more evident that it is harder to create and harder to penetrate. And that's why, you know, when you talk about penetration inside the dots, you know, it's hard to physically carry it into that area, so you have to put pucks there. There's no easy way. It's the same thing with the power play, and you've got to get traffic, and that's really what you have to do. Is it harder? It seems to be harder, and I don't know if there's a specific reason. I don't know if everybody has been studying over the course of the extra months that we haven't played or what, but, you know, we've got to find a way to get it done. Okay, thanks, guys.